Good day, everybody. Albert J. Hernandez, the Untamed Chef for Agnet West. And before we do day five's recipe, I want to give a special thanks to Craig and Shannon Calandra and their family. And thank you so much for providing us the grapes for these recipes. I hope you all go out and try these recipes. I promise you will not be disappointed. My very last recipe is a vintage red grape sweet potato chicken salad. Now, those seem like some words you never would put together, but I assure you, as a chef, these are the things that we love to do that really excite our palates. And we always need to remember, to have an exciting palate, we have to be willing to push the boundaries on how creative we can really get. Let's get started. The very first thing I'm going to need is 1 pound of sweet potatoes that we're going to dice small. We're going to go ahead and bring those to a simmer. I don't like boiling potatoes. Everyone says, oh, it's good to bring them to a boil. They cook faster. Absolutely not. When we boil something, we actually are destroying it. And I don't want to bring this to a boil by no means. I want to simmer. And if that means I got to cook these potatoes for an extra 20 minutes instead of just getting them done in 10 minutes, I'm okay with that because I know that I'll have more uniform pieces and nothing will be falling apart. I don't believe in a potato salad that should be just turned into cold mashed potatoes. I want to have a potato salad that has bite and has a beautiful, sexy look to it. We're going to need 1 cup of Uvas Inc. Vintage Red Grapes. And I'm not going to do nothing with these this time. We're just going to leave them whole. We're not going to cut them in half. We're not going to, you know, we're not going to torch them. We're just going to leave them whole. We're really just going to appreciate the essence of a beautiful salad. A half a red onion that we're going to julienne. A half a cup of Dijon mustard. 1 cup of mayonnaise. And brown sugar to taste. And I always say at least a good tablespoon, because when you're doing sweet potatoes, you want to have that sweet flavor balanced by another sweet flavor. And that's what you call umami. You have a beautiful flavor of perfection that just sits right on your tongue. I love fresh cilantro in this. I like to get 2 chicken breasts. I prefer to do a slow roast on my chicken breasts and just put those bad boys in there for 300 degrees and just watch them. But first, I like to pan sear them to put a nice, beautiful crust. And if you want, you can even smash them down a little bit to like a chicken paillard. That way they cook a little bit faster, but I promise this recipe is phenomenal. Once the chicken are done, I'm going to go ahead and let those come to room temperature, and then I'm going to put them in the fridge and let them get nice and cool. I usually do that for about an hour. And then we'll start to dice up our chicken, and we'll put that in the mixture with our potato salad and with our grapes, which is very important. And then I use 1 tablespoon of oil, and I do salt and pepper to taste always, just because I like my salads always to have that oil texture and that oil feel on my mouth. I think it's very important. And it don't take long to cook those potatoes. And once they're done, throw them in a chiller. For this and many more of my Untamed recipes, please follow me at www.ajhtheuntamedchef.com. And as always, this is Albert J. Hernandez, the Untamed Chef for Agnet West.